This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for today, the following are high school basketball scores from last night, January the 29th, for the WLEW and WHST listening area. There was only one game for the boys last night in our listening area, with Croswell Lexington defeating Richmond 60-47. It was a bit busier on the girls' side of things last night for the basketball games. For girls' basketball last night on January the 29th, Caro with 39 defeated Bad Axe with 21. Deckerville had 44 points, just narrowly edging out Brown City with 42. Harbor Beach with 52 overcame Marlette with 30. Millington had 36, defeating Saginaw Nouvelle with 27. Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary with 60 points beat the Bay City All Saints with 51. Sandusky had 44, well ahead of Memphis's 13. And Unionville Sebring had 43 points, mirroring the score of Reese with 34. For more sports scores and stories, you can go to our website, thumbnet.net/sports. And in other news for today, in a court hearing yesterday, Braden Tyler Vincent pled guilty to charges of driving with a suspended license as well as speeding. This plea agreement resulted in the dismissal of a second charge for operating with a suspended license. Vincent admitted that on December the 17th of 2025, he was driving 65 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone while his license was suspended. The court accepted the plea deal and sentenced Vincent to total fines and costs of $455, with a payment deadline set for May the 30th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at further news right after this.
Are you in the market for a newer, safer vehicle? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. Tax time is almost here, and that brings great deals. And remember, when you shop at Al Hansen Motors, everything on a regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you. Right now, I have two SUVs that are priced to sell. The first is a 2022 GMC Acadia SLT with 109,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded. It has a 3.6 V6 engine, remote start, a backup camera, and every creature comfort you could ask for. We're asking $22,380. The second one is a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive and has 93,000 miles. It's also powered by a 3.6 V6 engine, and even though it isn't the top trim, it's still packed full of options, including remote start, a power liftgate, and spacious third-row seating. Take it home for just $23,480. I also have a pair of trucks that are sure to sell fast. The first is a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4 with 88,000 miles. It has a 5.7 Hemi V8, remote start, front and rear park assist, and more, all for just $28,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2018 Chevy Silverado LT Double Cab 4x4. It has a Z71 off-road package, remote start, and with 73,000 miles, we're asking $29,880.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at some further news for today, Michael Norman Shelson Jr. has pled guilty to operating while intoxicated, or also known as an OWI. The court accepted his plea deal after he admitted to driving under the influence on November the 21st of 2025 in the city of Bad Axe, consuming alcohol and then causing a crash. Shelson was sentenced to 9 months of probation, and his conditions include paying $820 in fines and costs, completing an alcohol awareness program, and performing 24 hours of community service. He is also prohibited from consuming alcohol or controlled substances, and must submit to random screenings during his probation period. And in other news for today, the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy has issued a renewed hazardous waste management facility operating license to Wayne Disposal Incorporated. Following a comprehensive regulatory review and public comment process, this license will authorize Wayne Disposal Incorporated to store hazardous waste in containers, expand the disposal capacity of the landfill, and continue disposing of hazardous waste, certain radiological materials, and PCBs at the North Interstate Service Drive in Belleville, Michigan, subject to updated and strengthened conditions designed to protect the surrounding community and the environment. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.